got your milk.
You got your peanut butter.
How about a banana?
What about a raw egg?
Ew, why does it have to be raw? Why can't we scramble it and put it in?
Stallone drinks raw eggs.
Stallone was like 5'2".
And you're like 2'5".
Go with the egg, baby. Hey, we're not gonna make a mess. Just because we're kids with a blender doesn't mean we have to make a mess.
Boy, are you mommy whipped. Now that I could never do in my house.
Oh, my mom! Sean, back me up! I wanted to use the lid. I was lid boy! Okay, fine, I'll clean it up. You don't have to scream.
Hey, watch it. You're getting it all over my geography book.
Oh, like you're ever gonna open it up.
Finney's test tomorrow is gonna be such a killer.
Yeah, I don't understand why we have to learn anything about geography. Why do we have to learn where everything is? I'll just be like my dad and drive around until I find it.
Look at Feeny. He's out there hanging up some geeky duck. Not a care in the world while we're stuck in here studying for his lame test. Yeah, life's fair.
Well, we haven't actually done any studying yet. Maybe we should get started.
Okay. What is the capital of North Dakota?
Banff.
We're toast.
Let's just say we're sick and stay home tomorrow.
I can't, Cor. I've already used all my bogus medical excuses. Feeny says if my grandma dies one more time, he wants to see the body.
How come it has to be us? Why should we always be the ones faking a disease to get out of school? How come Feeny can't shoulder a little more responsibility?
Dream on. I hear he hasn't missed a day of school since World War I.
Which is stupid on his part, because teachers still get paid when they're sick.
You lie.
I swear. Minkus said the school board pays them to be sick for a whole week every year.
Well, maybe Feeny doesn't know that. Maybe we should leave him, like, a unanimous note on his desk.
Won't help us dodge that geography bullet tomorrow. Come on. Cough!
There's a look.
Don't tell me. You've died and come back as a bat with a perm.
This Hindu yoga position increases blood flow to the brain, thus maximizing concentration and cognitive performance. It's also quite a rush.
I am so nervous.
You. My palms are sweating so much I can't read the answers I wrote on them.
I'm sensing an acute case of performance anxiety. No doubt brought on by a complete lack of preparation.
Minkus, you can get all the A's you want. It's still not going to make you popular.
That's right. I can just hear you 10 years from now.
People, how many times do I have to tell you? If you save your receipts, you won't have to worry about an audit.
And I can hear you 10 years from now.
Your Honor, dude, I like to plea bargain.
Geek master.
Recidivist.
Good morning, class. I'm Miss Chase, your substitute teacher. Mr. Feeny will not be in today. He is taken ill.
Taken ill or faking ill? I mean, the guy's never missed a day.
Maybe he heard about the school board's great deal on sick leave.
I'm afraid I don't have access to Mr. Feeney's lesson plan. Can somebody please fill me in on what you were going to do today?
Oh, Miss Chase, today we're supposed to take a geography
break. A break from geography.
And do nothing but think about our lives and write a poem about it.
A short poem.
Two, maybe three lines tops.
And it doesn't even have to rhyme.
Is this true?
Yep.
Great. My major at the University of Pennsylvania was poetry. Epic poetry. In fact, my dissertation was on Beowulf, an 8th century poem written in 3,200 lines of Old English. Let's see if we can knock out the first 1,600 lines before lunch, shall we?
the day of school.
Well, you know who you can thank for that, don't you?
Zeus?
Me! I wished for him to get sick, and he did.
You didn't wish for him to get sick.
Sure I did, yesterday, when we weren't studying.
Even if you did, you can't make something happen just because you say it.
The power of the mind is not to be taken lightly, Sean. Force of will is the most powerful weapon on Earth.
No, it's not.
Maybe I do have some kind of strange power. Like the X-Men. Only I have the power to make people sick.
Yeah, it's working on me right now.
Maybe I'll call myself Sick Boy. Sick Boy, possessor of a strange mutant power, can, with a glance of his sickening eye, make otherwise healthy men bend over the toilet and go...
All right, Sick Boy. If you can do it to him.
Piece of cake.
Hey, Minkus. Minkus, come here. When your mother cuts your hair, tell her to take the oatmeal out of the bowl.
Sorry, Sean, but I don't have the energy to trade insults today. I'm not feeling very well.
What?
Chills.
What can I say? It's a gift.
Minkus, you were all right in class this morning. When exactly did you start feeling terrible?
When I heard Mr. Feeney's in the hospital.
The hospital? Sounds serious.
For Mr. Feeney and for you.
Why me? Why is it serious for me?
Karma. What goes around, comes around.
The hospital? Whoa. You are good.
Do this?
You wished he would get sick.
I didn't wish for him to get sick.
Sure you did, yesterday when we weren't studying.
Sean, you said it yourself. Just because you want something to happen doesn't mean it's gonna happen.
You're scary, Cora.
I wish you wouldn't say things like that.
Just don't look at me, okay? Don't look at me.
Free Bubba Love Arnie?
Feel better, love Amy.
Oh, that's what you think you wrote. Corey, read this.
Fried bologna, love Elvin.
Just sign it.
What is it?
It's a get well card for Mr. Feeney. Here, you sign it too.
I don't think so, Mom.
Suit yourself. I just wanted to get him out of the hospital faster.
How's a card gonna do that?
Oh, it cheers him up. Power of positive thinking.
Wait a minute. Mom. You're saying someone can get better just because someone wishes they will?
Yeah.
Does the opposite of that work too? Can someone get sick just because someone says they will?
Well, that is the principle behind voodoo curses.
But you'd have to go to, like, a voodoo academy to pull off something like that, wouldn't you? I mean, your average 12-year-old on the street couldn't go around making people drop like flies, could he? No reason, no interest. My lips are just moving, words are coming out. Eric, we've got to talk. All right, I wished real hard for Feeney to get sick so he wouldn't have to take this geography test. And he got sick.
So?
So I did this to him. I have the gift.
What gift?
I can make people sick.
Now see, I've always known that, Carmen. Why do you think I sleep with a barf bag?
Eric, I'm serious.
Yeah, like you're the one who made Feeney's appendix blow.
He has appendicitis?
Yeah, he's getting operated on right now.
An operation? That's bad. Remember Fluffy, our cat? He died during an operation.
Corey, Fluffy fell out of a tree. They were trying to sew his head back on.
There's big odds going in.
Look, I know I did not cause Mr. Feeney to get sick, but it would make me feel a heck of a lot better if you would just give me some sort of sign that he's going to be all right.
Yesterday, we were absolutely enthralled by the first 1600 exciting lines of Beowulf. Can anyone recap for us?
Hrothgar, a king of the Danes on the island of Zealand, has built the mead hall here for feasting his warriors, but they abandon it because of the murderous ravages of the monster Grendel.
Is it just me, or does anyone else want to absolutely hurl from boredom?
Do you have a problem with Beowulf?
Yeah. My problem is nobody cares. I don't need this. When am I going to need this? No one has ever needed this. And let me make myself even clearer. Beowulf needed? No. And on a completely side issue, who names their baby Hrothgar?
Are you through?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm not. I don't think we need geography either.
Well, this is a school. What do you think we should do here?
I think we should sit around and talk about whatever we want. And you should make us cupcakes.
Corey Matthews, you are so right.
John, wake up. I fixed everything.
Thank you for stopping me from wasting my entire life. I mean, I would have ended up just like Miss Defini, who believes in geography and mathematics and all that other garbage you'll never need.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a teacher.
Why don't you pass these out to everybody?
When did you bake these?
Just this second.
I most heartily object to this flagrant desecration of the Temple of Knowledge.
Stuff it, nerd boy.
Mr. Matthews, who's the new teacher?
Karen.
Karen?
Yeah, we're on a first name basis.
Cozy.
And we're not taking that geography test either. In fact, we've done away with geography. No one needs it.
You must think you've died and gone to heaven.
Yep. No offense, but you could learn a lot about teaching from Karen.
Well, I guess I've been an ogre all these years, hmm? What was I thinking?
Nobody knows, but all that stress you put on us probably just bounced back and made you sick. Karma. What goes around and around. You need to lighten up.
Well, thank you for the advice, Mr. Matthews. Like this?
Cut it out, Corey.
That wasn't me, that was Mr. Feeney.
Mr. Feeney, talk about a sick joke.
What do you mean he's standing right here?
Oh, nerves.
He can't see me, Mr. Matthews.
Why not?
Because he's not the one responsible.
Responsible for what?
For killing me. I died in the hospital.
What?
I'm dead, Mr. Matthews. Thanks to you.
Don't die, Mr. Feeney. I didn't mean to kill you. Oh, man. Eric, I just dreamed I killed Mr. Feeney and he came back to haunt me. It was terrible. Eric. Ah! What are you doing here?
I'm memorizing the dictionary, Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Feeney, I just woke up. You can't be here anymore.
I can be anywhere I want. I'm dead.
You're not dead. You can't be dead. I only wanted you to have the sniffles.
It started with the sniffles.
Corey, you look terrible.
Coffee?
What are you doing with coffee?
I always drink coffee after I kill a man.
Corey, Mr. Feeney is in the hospital because of a bad appendix. No matter what you wished, you had nothing to do with it.
But how come I can't get him out of my mind? Why am I seeing him everywhere?
Because you feel guilty.
Because I wished he'd get sick.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
So I wouldn't have to take his stupid geography test about stuff I'd never need.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I had a teacher in fourth grade, Miss Perch. Now, the name Perch implies that she was a lot better looking than she actually was.
And this relates to me how?
You know why I'm the manager down at the supermarket? Because when I started out as a box boy, I could add long columns of numbers in my head faster than the cashiers could at the machines. I always told everyone it was a natural gift, but the fact is I knew it was a gift from Miss Perch.
So why did you feel guilty?
Well, when she was trying to teach me math, I was the kid in the back of the room always going, I'm never gonna need this. By the time I figured out why I needed it, it was too late to say thank you.
So you're saying Feeny's teaching us stuff now that we're gonna need when we're older. And instead of saying thank you, I wished for him to get sick. Is that why I'm having nightmares?
Your nightmares are just a manifestation of your guilt. You created them, you can control them.
What's for breakfast, Mr. Matthews? Down here. How you doing?
You don't scare me anymore, Mr. Feeny. You're not real. You're just a manifestation of my guilt.
Ooh, manifestation. Big word for someone who can barely spell cat.
I created him. I can make him go away.
What a surprise. Where are your parents?
They didn't bring me. I took the bus. Actually, they don't even know I'm here. I brought you a germanium.
Geranium.
Didn't I say germanium?
Yes, you did. In fact, germanium is a chemical element. Atomic weight 72.59. It's used as a semiconductor.
Your brain must weigh so much.
A geranium is a lovely plant. In California, they can grow to the size of a bush.
So, this is a hospital, huh?
Oh, is this your grandson?
No.
No way.
Not at all.
What he said?
This is one of my students, Corey Matthews. Corey, this is Nurse Jill.
Well, it's nice to see one of your students came to visit you, George.
She calls you by your first name?
Don't blow it for me, a little weasel.
I stashed 2 bottles of that pineapple juice you like in case you and your non-grandson want to have one.
I am eternally grateful.
Corey, you stay as long as you like. And if a big dragon in a hat that says head nurse tries to kick you out, you tell her you're a friend of Jill's, okay?
Okay.
See you later, George.
She seems nice.
Yes, indeed. Very nice.
Did we just have, like, a guy moment?
Yes, I suppose we did. Why are you here, Mr. Matthews? I mean, a hospital is a very scary place.
I guess I wanted to see with my own eyes that you're okay.
Thank you for your good thoughts.
And that you're not dead.
Oh, I can't die, Mr. Matthews. I have too much work left undone, too many students left untaught.
Like me?
Especially you. In a strange way, you've kept me alive.
I'm glad, because there still might be some stuff you're going to teach me that I'm going to need someday.
Like what?
Like, say I'm walking down the street, and some guy comes up to me and says, "What's the atomic weight of geranium?" Thanks to you, I'll be able to say, "That's a plant, you idiot."
Dragon alert. Lay low.
Maybe I'd better go so I don't get Nurse Jill in trouble.
Thank you very much for coming, Mr. Matthews. You've made me feel much better.
I feel better, too. Mr. Freeman, thank you.
For what?
I don't know yet.
What are you doing?
Trying to fix Mr. Feeny's dumb duck. He's coming home tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. Looks like I could use some bracing.
Bracing? Right. Can I borrow your tools?
Sure.
Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Feeney, you're home early.
Well, I got most of my strength back. Besides, they replaced Nurse Jill with Nurse Larry. I figured it was time to leave.
I'm trying to fix your duck.
Yeah, so I see. Thank you. Why don't you take a break and help me plant this?
You're putting my puny plant in the ground?
Your plant, though immature and undeveloped, has within it the potential to grow and flower. With the help of a proper gardener.
You think so?
Oh, yes. As long as no one wishes it ill.
If we think it can happen, it will happen.
You're saying we can light that light bulb without any electricity?
The greatest power company of all is the human mind. Apparently, Sean didn't pay his bill.
Those are cute last words.
Let's focus our psychic energies on lighting the bulb.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Quiet.
None of the electricity made it to the bulb, Topanga. It all got stuck in your hair.
There's your problem. No one here is taking this seriously. They don't care about your experiment, Topanga. The only way to demonstrate the power of their selfish minds is to have them concentrate on something they really want to see happen.
Cool.
What? The bulb didn't light?